Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Prosperity Podcast. This is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel. Once again, we have best-selling financial author Kim Butler. And today we're going to be talking about your news diet. Certainly, we've worry a lot about the quality of the air that we breathe and using a good purification system and having smoke detectors and ozone detectors and whatever else in our house to make sure that the air we breathe is quality. And we've also come to realize that our diet is very important and we watch what we feed our bodies. Well, today we're going to be focusing on what we feed our minds and some sources that we're going to recommend. Nothing that we're compensated for, but some ideas on how you can find the best mental nutrition areas to feed your mind, if you will. Welcome, Kim.
Mental nutrition. That is a to die for line. Where'd you come up with that?
It just came.
I love it. Yes, mental nutrition. You know, we were going to call this news diet, but I think we should actually call it mental nutrition. That's fabulous. So where do we get this nutrition for our brains? Such a perfect way to say it. And, you know, the new thing with diets these days is, especially food diets, people talk about them, oh, you know, this isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle. Well, we believe very, very strongly that your approach to what you feed your mind should just be as lifestyle oriented as what you feed your body, because we all know that going on binge diets from a food standpoint is not as effective. And my typical recommendation, which is to go on a news diet, i.e. stop listening, watching, and reading the typical news that comes out of the main news sources, is now going to be converted to watch what you're doing for mental nutrition. That is just a great way to look at it.
Awesome. So what are some of your top things you would suggest?
Well, the first part that I want to talk about is what I don't do, and I've indicated it already, but it's truly just to stay away from watching, listening, or reading news from things like CNN, which I think stands for constant negative news, and other types of broad media sources. And instead, to make sure that I'm watching, listening, and reading things that support my knowledge about what's going on, because we can't be ostriches and bury our heads in the sand, but at the same time really presents the good that is going on in our human world on a daily basis. So there's a very small number of sources that I look at, and I'll share those here as we progress. But the thing that I want to say is that I've been focusing on this news diet idea literally for over 20 years, meaning I rarely look at any of the typical news, and it's never affected me. It's never been a situation where I was harmed or missed out or lost in some area because I wasn't reading or listening or watching the typical news. And I just think about most people's habits, and what they do is either first thing in the morning, the TV goes on, or last thing at night, the TV goes on. And of course, every time they're in their car, the radio is on. And the bulk of that information is negative news. And that is not good nutrition. It's bad for your brain. And so I really am going to encourage people to seek other sources for inspiration. Now, of course, that means that it's not always news. And somebody might say, oh, well, you know, I listen to Fox News and that's more positive than CNN. Okay, yes, you can argue that. But there's still a lot of information coming out of those major media sources that is negative and impacts our minds negatively. And so my suggestion is shut the radio off. My additional suggestion is don't turn the TV on in the morning. My additional suggestion is absolutely do not watch TV before you go to bed. I can't imagine going to bed with the negative information that comes across either the major media's news sources or, worse, the typical TV ads. And I realize people have their shows and all that, so fine. I personally choose not to watch any TV. But you don't have to go that far. You just have to be really careful of what you're feeding your brains. So I want to suggest one source. And then, Todd, I know you've got some I want you to suggest. And then I've got another one. And I need to look one up because I know we shared it in our blog, but I don't want to misquote it. So my first source is the Christian Science Monitor. And this is a daily news website, csmonitor.com. And it has nothing to do with the religion, Christian Science. It's just a very unbiased website source of news. They also have a weekly magazine that I like a lot. And then they also have some daily sources that I don't turn to as much. But that's my first one. What's one for you? And I'm sure you've got some thoughts on the subject as well.
I would say the first one for me, and since we are on a podcast, I'm an extremely audible person. I mean, I would rather, even if I'm watching TV, most of the time I'll close my eyes, listen to the TV, and paint my own pictures in my head. So audible.com has been a fantastic source for me that instead of watching TV or, you know, when I'm washing dishes or whatever else, the things that you have to do, I'm constantly able to listen to some of the best books. I mean, I get to choose the books. And I believe if you go to audible.com, your first book is free. And I would encourage you to try that. And most of our cars these days come equipped where our phone or our iPod, I don't know if they even make an iPod anymore. I think it's just built in your phone. Will play right through your car speakers too.
Well, you're so wise to bring up the fact that you've figured out about how you learn and engage with material the best, because I am very, very much of a reader as opposed to a listener. And I would read as opposed to listen. And then I guess I would have to say I would listen as opposed to watch. You know, with the videos that are out these days, people always want to turn to video. I will not play a video. People can email me video all day long and I just resist going to it. I will read almost anything anybody sends me. And how interesting that you choose to listen. So yeah, that's a great one to bring up. And then speaking of podcasts, like you said, since we're on podcasts right now, I have a podcast that I want to share with everybody that I just became aware of, and I have not listened to it myself, but I was very intrigued at the introduction, and it's called the Kind World Podcast. And I think it's so important that no matter what you're choosing to do, and you said it well about your books, you're choosing the books. Choose your news sources. And one of the things that I think we should do is choose some kind of positive input. And so the Kind World Podcast from WBUR, so the source is WBUR.org/kindworld. And it's going to make your day a little brighter. It says, tells stories about people who have been affected in a positive way by others. And it has specific, real, recent, and short stories of people that were affected in a positive way. Everybody can use a little bit of this in their life, even if you choose to stay with your other sources. Again, back to that mental nutrition idea. Look at the quality of content that your brain is consuming and pay attention to it.
I would also challenge you that it doesn't all have to be nonfiction either. Sometimes letting your brain relax by going into something nonfiction can spur ideas that wouldn't come from living in the real world. Going into a fantasy world for a little while does not hurt.
Absolutely. Yep. And you can really get some good ideas from that world. The other one that I had to look up quickly is called the Good News Network. And it's something that we wrote about in our email to our clients, that if you are on our website, you get an email from us once a week with some additional material that's not public on the blog. And that was the Good News Network. And of course, we want to include all of our podcast listeners in that, because It is a printed source that has information and stories and examples of sharing good news. And something that I also am very, very conscious in is just pulling the good out of things, pulling the silver lining in the cloud, pulling, you know, the flowers out of the poop pile, which was a picture that circulated a little bit on our Facebook page recently, because it just amazes me where flowers grow sometimes. But you can always, always find the good. And this is what we're trying to help you do. So you got another one?
Yes. Not everybody can participate in this, for I think they start this at age 49. AARP.org. I just, before we went on this podcast, read the histories of five people who started an entrepreneurial career after the age of 50 and are now multimillionaires.
I love it. That's fabulous. Well, and I think we've shared before my love of the book that came out from the head of AARP and how amazing that was. And I was not interested in reading it and then kind of just fell into it and ended up hating it the first sentence, loving it the second sentence, and from every sentence thereon. It was a fabulous book. Joanne Jenkins is the author of the AARP book, and I'll dig out the title here in a minute. Another one popped into my head. Oh, Growing Bolder. Growingbolder.com is a fabulous list of stories of people that are doing things in their 70s, 80s, 90s, even over age 100. And I think we've talked about it in the podcast as well. There's a like 109-year-old financial advisor that's still going to work every day. I just think that's fabulous.
Awesome. Well, what about, I know we've talked about websites and things like that. I think maybe one of the other things that would count in there would be also staying active in your community as well. I think you have to be engaged to really kind of get stimulation from other people, not just resources.
Absolutely. And again, it depends on yourself. And this is an area of self-knowledge that people need to seek out, because I think more introvert, quiet-oriented people, another great book, by the way, called Quiet, that are very content and really get a lot of energy of being in nature or being on their own, don't necessarily need the high social interaction that others do. And so again, some self-knowledge will help you in this area if you are a very socially oriented, outgoing extrovert person, then yes, you need to be engaged in your community. If you're not, you really get your energy from being by yourself and being in nature and being quiet, then maybe you don't. I think the jury might still be out on that. I just want to circle back to the Joanne Jenkins book. It's Disrupt Aging, A Bold New Path to Living Your Best Life at Every Age by Joanne Jenkins. And then back to you, Todd, on the community. Do you have any specific ideas? And I'll look up the author of Quiet.
No, I wouldn't say it has to be anybody specific, but I would say that, you know, you have to guard yourself from the people that you interact with, was more as what I was saying, is that, you know, there are a lot of people who like to bring up, you know, to see who can come up with the most depressing news. And it's almost a contest when a group of people get together that maybe those might be a group's worth avoiding.
Got it. Right, right. I totally agree. I think I may have shared this recently, but a friend of mine, kind of a friend of a friend, quit smoking. And they were talking about, well, how'd you do it? And this friend of a friend said, I had to quit hanging out with my friends because they all were smoking. And that led me back to that habit, which is all that conversations are, all that our mental nutrition is, all that our physical nutrition is, just habits. And so you really are always going to be wanting to ask yourself, are your current set of habits serving you well? And if they are, great, keep at them. And if they aren't, then that's time to take a look at those set of habits. The Quiet book that I loved is The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. And it's by Susan Cain, C-A-I-N. So great suggestion on being conscious of who you're hanging out with and are they having the kinds of conversations that you want to feed your brain?
Super. Well, I think we have done a great job of opening the door to this conversation of mental nutrition. And I have a feeling that there's probably somebody listening to this right now that has some ideas to contribute to this. So I would encourage you to send those to hello@partners4prosperity.com. And we will get your ideas, your resources, the things that have worked with you to create a positive outlook and to keep positive in your life. We'll be glad to share them with the rest of our listeners, right, Kim?
Absolutely. Thrilled to do that. There's one additional source as we wrap up here I want to share, and it's a book called The Gap, or sometimes it's called Staying Out of the Gap. And it is by Dan Sullivan, and he talks about measuring your progress backwards. So you always want to be looking at your progress from history rather than constantly measuring yourself by the progress that you want to make. And when you measure your progress backwards, it enables you to stay in a more positive mind frame. And when you're in a more positive mind frame, you can get more done, you're more confident, you're more helpful to others, et cetera. So agreed. I really, really want people's ideas on how to do this. It's super important in this era when there is so much negative news that we help each other, that we watch our thinking, that we look at our habits. And if anybody's got some great suggestions on things to look at, watch, read, listen to, do, take advantage of, et cetera, we would love to hear it. Again, that's hello@partners4prosperity.com.
Super. Well, thanks so much to Kim Butler. Thank you so much to our listeners. This is No BS Money Guy for the Prosperity Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.